And I'm going to take my foot and I'm going to stomp. And the baby, before the baby walks, the baby crawls. That was one question. A boy goes to a party by himself, and a girl goes by herself. The boy says to himself, I'd like to see more of that girl. So after the party's over, he asks her,
for a date,
may I
see you home?
You have a bell, and you have a rope. You want the bell to ring, you have to
pull on the rope.
And if your car's stuck in the mud, you ask somebody to give you a
push.
A child's walking toward the butcher knife, and you tell him, don't you dare that butcher knife
touch.
And if there's a child here and you're too tired to get up and your newspaper's over there, you want the newspaper, you tell the child, go.
Bring me the newspaper.
You wouldn't say fetch.
No.
Go get me the newspaper.
I could use that. Secondary.
In football, to get 6 points, they have to get the ball over the line.
Have to make a touchdown.
And that's getting the ball over a certain line. They call it the
goal line.
If you throw me the ball, you'd expect me to
catch it.
And if I didn't catch it, you'd wonder who. Today I catch it, yesterday I.
If you didn't catch it, I'd wonder who caught it. Is that right? I think you fumbled it.
Yeah, that would be, really make more sense. But a lot of these things I ask don't really make sense, but I get the response that way. It's like this thing with a wall on the back. You're walking down the street with your wife, let's say, and window shopping. You get way ahead, and she says, wait. And you say, okay, I'll
wait for you.
Wait for you. Child's been bad time after time. And you say, well, if you're bad once more, I'm going to
punish you.
Or
pat you.
Which is another word for saying my spanks. You ever say spank? You ever say I'm going to take and spank him, or I'm just going to spank him?
Well, the word paddle and the word spank, I think, are used just about evenly.
Using both. A lot of words we have, several of them we use. But he's bad anyway. And so he knows his time is about to come. But he says, oh, please.
Don't spank.
Or give me one more
chance.
A man was very pleasant. You might say he sure is in good
spirits.
Or good
humor. Or good spirits.
And salesman comes to the door and you don't want to buy any, but he keeps talking and talking. You say to yourself, I sure wish I could
get rid of him.
Probably thinking that right now.
No,
near the end.
I'm enjoying that.
You would never say get shed of him.
No.
You might say there are many letters that I have
received.
Or you did the writing. There are many letters that I have written. After you write a letter, you fold it up, put it in the envelope, write something. You say, I'm going to have to
address it.
If you ask a question, you expect an
answer.
A child learns something at school which you don't want him to learn. He comes home and says it, and you tell him, you ask him, well, who you that?
Who told you that?
Or who?
Who said that?
Who taught you that? Who? The process of teaching. Who?
Who taught you that?
You had some. You say you picked flowers.
Yeah.
You just had that. Today I give it. Yesterday I
gave it.
Today I begin. Yesterday I
began.
Did you ever say commence to talk? All of a sudden he commenced to talk.
Oh, it'd be rare, I imagine.